Who's who in the audience at a State of the Union address isn't usually cause for speculation, but this week there's been some angst in the legal community that only Democratic appointees on the Supreme Court would show up. Well, that speculation ended today when the court said that Chief Justice John Roberts, a Republican appointee, would lead a contingent of six justices at tonight's speech. Joining me now to talk about this and other court controversies is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. And Nina, Chief Justice Roberts has attended every State of the Union since his appointment in 2005. Remind us why we thought that perhaps he might not attend tonight.
Because last year, Roberts openly questioned whether justices should attend. You may recall that President Obama, in that State of the Union speech last year, criticized a decision by the conservative court majority that unleashed corporate and union spending in elections. And in response, Justice Samuel Alito, sitting in the audience, shook his head and mouthed the words, "Not true." The Chief Justice then, a few days later, characterized the event as a public hazing in which members of the court, according to protocol, have to sit there expressionless, surrounded by members of Congress cheering and hollering. And that did seem to be a signal that at least he would not attend again. But the Tucson shooting, I suspect, changed his view.
And why do you suspect that?
Because the Chief Justice is a pretty political guy, not in the partisan sense, but in the sense of understanding the politics, the national politics of the moment, which are to show a united front and alleviate, not aggravate divisions.
So which justices will be there besides Roberts?
The court wouldn't say today who the other five are, but it is believed that they're Justice Anthony Kennedy, who's a Reagan appointee, Clinton appointees Stephen Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Obama appointees Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. And that leaves the court's most conservative justices, Alito, Antonin Scalia, and Clarence Thomas, absentees. Alito is out of town. Scalia has not attended since 1997. And Thomas rarely attends. And I just have to tell you, Michelle, the truth is that Supreme Court attendance is often spotty, even non-existent. Justice Breyer is the only one who really thinks that going is an important statement. And sometimes he's the only justice there, I think four times. And indeed, in 2000, when he was sick, none of the justices went.
Nina, on another matter, I understand that Justice Scalia gave a lecture on the Constitution last night to the Tea Party caucus on Capitol Hill, sparking cries of partisanship.
Well, whatever controversy there was, frankly, fizzled when the Tea Party folks invited Democrats to participate and when legal ethics experts said there was nothing wrong in his appearance, especially since Scalia talks to the ACLU as well.
And there's other news as well about Justice Clarence Thomas. He's gotten himself in a bit of a mess over financial disclosure forms he's required to file.
Well, it turns out that he has not, for 13 years, disclosed his wife's income source as required, including nearly $700,000 from the Conservative Heritage Foundation over a four-year period. When these omissions were disclosed by Common Cause over the weekend, Thomas filed amendments to the disclosure form, saying that it had been a misunderstanding of the regulations.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you.
That's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.